Hey guys, there was no 20th Century Boy podcast this week, so have this episode of the Patreon podcast, Pat and Mike, for free. See you next week on TCB and go to patreon.com/radiomike for more Pat and Mike. Let's get into it, Patty.
Let's do it.
Pat and Mike show. Pat and Mike show. Pat and Mike show. Pat and Mike show.
All right, Shmimmy Shmo, welcome to the Pat and Mike show. Mike, great to have you here.
This one is going public. This is the real deal because I miss TCB, of course. This is going public, so bring your A game. But we're not doing it. We're not doing it like, oh, introducing Pat. Oh, introducing, like,
yeah.
you've been flung in to the midst of Pat and Mike.
Welcome to the deep end.
Like, whatever happens, if you hear something we say, like Pat saying shmimmy shmo, and you're like, what's that? Go and listen to the rest of Pat and Mike on Patreon.
Hop on Patreon. You won't regret it.
Speaking of shmimmy shmo, though, we will explain that. Because
yeah, we kind of have to.
We want to make the official saying of this show is shmimmy shmo.
Shmimmy shmo. So who wants to give the context on this?
I'll start it.
All right.
We'll just trade it. So basically last week, me and Pat were recording the movie club bonus on the movie Her. Mm. Great work on that, by the way.
Thank you. Likewise.
And it's actually, it goes back a while. Like generally with me, when I used to panel radio, right? I remember when I was paneling Eddie Maguire's breakfast show with Will Anderson and Luke Darcy as well. Whenever like, say there's like 15 seconds left in a song, so they're coming back in 15, I would be like, all right, 10 seconds, 5, 4, here we go. And I'd always go, here we go.
Here we
and
go.
And I'd turn the mics off. So that's just kind of become a thing for me.
It's just like, become habit.
It's a habit for me in my broadcasting language. Like whenever we're about to start, I go, here we go, in that phrase.
Yeah, fair enough. Good now, broadcasting voice.
Of course, when we were about to record the movie club last week, I went, all right, ready, here we go. And then Pat, you just, because we were recording, we captured the birth of the funniest thing in our life.
We did. I've never been so proud to mother something.
On video and audio, because I'm going to play what happened and you listen to how Pat replied.
Can't be too late. All right, ready?
Here we go.
Shmimmy shmo. Shmimmy shmo. All right, ready? Shmimmy shmo. Imagine if someone did say that.
Like, imagine they did like a TV on Twitter. All right, guys, shmimmy shmo.
Fucked.
We should start saying shmimmy shmo. Welcome to the movie club.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
So, what an introduction, I must say. And also, like, I don't know, like shmimmy shmo just sounds like, I don't know about you, but to me it has the vibe of like something you would have heard in like Futurama or something.
In Futurama, they say, I'd like to ax you a question. Yeah. They say ax instead of ask. And like, but like, Pat just goes shmimmy shmo, being like the fucking idiot Pat is in a nice way. Like
that's my introduction.
And then I just repeat shmimmy shmo, and then we're just like, oh my god, that's so funny.
See, the funny thing about the whole shmimmy shmo thing is, so
well, the funny thing is that it's just shmimmy shmo,
shmimmy shmo, shmimmy fucking shmo.
Because sorry to interrupt you.
I was about
to say.
Like,
the funny thing is like, as you said in that, like, imagine, like, you getting, like, your photo taken in, like, a school photo. You can just, that's what you said. You just imagine the fucking old photographer just being like, all right, guys, shmimmy shmo.
Yeah, the old dude behind the camera. But for me, right, like, if you haven't heard the Pat and Mike show properly through Patreon, first of all, go back and hop on and listen to the back catalog. But I like to think I'm a bit of a joker. I like to think that I can think of a real good funny one once in a while. But that was one of the few times where I just put in no effort and I just wasn't thinking. And I just said what came to my brain. And what came to my brain was three syllables. Shmear me shmo. I had to count on my hand.
But also like, me and you have like this habit that I think you also, like Pat has this thing where like,
do I?
Sometimes he'll just say something and it will be the funniest thing you'll ever hear. Like for example, you had this, like basically had this tick where if we're like walking up the street and a car like beeps its horn, so you just hear like, from a car, then Pat just would go like you,
yeah,
you
I like, do that.
You repeat sounds that you hear. So and now I've picked it up. So like me and Pat are just like walking down the street, and you just hear like a tram go ding ding, and me and Pat just both go ding ding.
I was gonna say last year during the Comedy Fest when we were heading to a show together, we were getting off and we heard a ding ding. We both went ding ding.
Yeah, it's just become part of our language. Now I wanted to do this thing because I realized on the weekend that like shmimmy schmo is just like something you can just say in a sentence.
Oh, absolutely.
That like, it almost just sounds like you're going like, oh yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, shmimmy schmo. It's just one of those Aussie sayings.
I want to call my mom and just talk to her, but just add shmimmy schmo in and just see what she says.
Can we do it? Oh my gosh, let's get her on.
I'm going to call her now.
All right.
All right, here we go. I'm dialing.
Shmimmy schmo.
See if she might be at work. I'm not sure what she's doing. Hopefully she picks up.
It's shmimming.
It's shmimming.
Monica?
Hey, Mum, how are you?
Good, are you okay?
Yeah, shmimmy show. How are you?
I'm in class, Michael.
Oh, are you at work at the moment?
I'm teaching.
Oh, shmimmy show, sorry. Okay. Sorry, do you have to go?
Yes, because I've got a class.
Ah, shmimmy show, yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah, shmimmy show. Yeah, shmimmy show. Okay, bye, Mum. All right, shmimmy schmo. Did she just say it?
She did. She said shmimmy schmo. We've started something.
So my mum felt like so much pressure in that moment that she just accepted. She just accepted that shmimmy schmo was a thing that you say. But so I'm like, oh yeah, shmimmy schmo. And she's just gone, yeah, yeah, shmimmy schmo.
That's the thing, right? Like if it was that movie Mean Girls, if you know, those girls didn't just stop saying, oh, don't make, you know, stop making fetch a thing. Like if you just keep on saying it, you know what I mean? It just happens.
Do you want to ring Keelan and yeah. see? I just like, I think
okay,
it's a fun.
Let's do it.
I'll just.
Let's get the K-Master.
He's on do not disturb. Let's just move on.
I can call my mum.
Yeah, call your mum. Let's try and do a spin. Just show me like, yeah, shmimmy schmo.
Yeah.
Just see what she says.
Because yeah, right. I'll hand that to you.
My mum decided, yes, I'm going to also say shmimmy schmo when that's not a thing.
All right, let's get her on.
This is Pat's mum, Monica. Right.
It's ringing.
It's ringing. Shmimmy schmo. Will your mum pick up? Is she at work?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good. What are you up to?
I just got to Andy's.
Oh, shmimmy schmo. How is he?
Yeah, good.
Good, good. I just wanted to check in quickly. I'm just on my way to Mike's, but yeah. I'll give you a call tonight, all right?
Yeah, no worries.
Shmimmy schmo, that sounds good. All right, give Andy my best, okay? All right, shmimmy schmo, bye.
Ding, 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 ding.
What was that?
That was my mum. That was her debut.
Ah, shmimmy schmo. Anyway. Oh, so that's an intro to this pod.
Also an intro to our mums.
How many people do you think listened to that and were like, okay, I don't want to listen to that much?
Yeah, we see beforehand we talked, okay, this is the introduction, it's going like, in the public feed, we need to introduce ourselves. Yeah. And we're just like, oh, shmimmy schmo.
Shmimmy schmo, hey mum, shmimmy schmo.
Call your mum and say it keeps
can people shoehorn record yourself and just like when your mum says stuff, just be like, oh yeah, shmimmy schmo. And just see what she says.
Keep doing it until she
I
says
think
it.
9 times out of 10, they will not bat an eyelid. They will just think it's like, yeah, okay, shmimmy schmo.
Oh, mums are so darling.
Hey, I had this big scare the other week because, and I was going to bring it up on the show.
You didn't say shmimmy schmo to your mum?
No. So obviously like this is usually a Patreon podcast, right? And
that is true.
We've actually had the Patreon. I've had the Patreon. It's my Patreon for like,
jeez, wait, rub it in.
I think like 4 years now.
Yeah, roughly.
It's been a while and there's been, you know, over the years, like we've got about 60 people, but we, again, would love for you to join in. If you like the show, give some money to Patreon.
Patreon.com/RadioMike. Hop on, you won't regret it.
Yeah, and basically realized a few weeks ago, like I've never emptied the money in the Patreon.
Really?
So everyone who has been donating money over the last 4 years, and I'm going to just say there's been about like, $10,000 sitting in Patreon.
Wow.
And then I was just like, and you know, like that money kind of in a way is already spent because I've just, I like pay you to do stuff out of my account.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that money is better off like sitting in a, like a savings account with interest than 100%. So
yeah.
I decided to take the money out, and you have to withdraw it to PayPal. And I withdrew the money to PayPal and then clicked like send to bank account. And I realized like I've never done that before on PayPal.
Oh.
And I didn't know what bank account I had set up. I assume it had to be one of my bank accounts.
Yeah, surely.
But then I didn't see the money. And so it hasn't arrived in my bank account.
Oh, it's been a few weeks.
And now, this is actually like another reason why people might be like, well, I'm not subscribed to the Patreon because like, and we'll update, we will update next week on the Patreon episode. So go on the Patreon.
Can you just do us all a favor and call your bank?
There is a possibility that all of the money that everyone contributed to the Patreon over the years has been sent to an unknown bank account.
Oh my God.
And I have no idea where it is. I'm hoping it appears in my account like tomorrow, but like, yeah. So that's that. We'll handle your money.
Hey.
Thanks for supporting me.
You know what they say?
What? Shmimmy shmur.
Pat and Mike's footy TPK. You can win a prize.
Don't know it yet.
Yeah, we don't know. New segment. Great little segue, right? Go off on a laugh, press the button, bam.
Segue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a footy tipping game.
Way to introduce it rather than having some fancy schmancy radio stuff. That's the thing. We're the realists here. This is why you should give us your money. Not because this guy just sends it to some random bank account, but because we put the effort in and all for lack of effort. But anyway. The footy season, the footy, it's among us. It's it actually starts today as of the day of recording, so we've kind of fucked up by not doing it a bit earlier. However, it is round zero, not the traditional round one, to which I know a lot of people aren't happy about. But yes, footy tipping is here for the 2024 season, and we've set up a little footy tipping thing on ESPN Footy Tips. We've got two people at the moment. We've got Pedro Lazar and friend of the show, Keelan, has hopped on. I noticed you haven't been on,
I haven't, yeah. But yeah, join the footy. We put a link in the description to
we'll
this app.
Put it in the description. We'll put it on screen if you're watching the video.
Join the footy tipping comp for Pat and Mike, Pat and Mike's footy tipping game. There will be a prize. We don't know what it is.
We'll figure it out. But
as has been said in the opener to the segment.
Yeah, it's free to join and you could win a prize at the end of the season.
You will win a prize if you win. We just don't know what the prize is. That's the
that comes asterisk. Later.
Yeah.
Mike, I thought I'd quickly share my tips because what has your following of the end of the season been like? I know you're an Essendon supporter, so.
I have done no footy related interest stuff.
Honestly, fair enough. I don't blame you.
But I'm going to be going to a few games this season.
Yeah, it should be fun. We should go,
man. Go to some Essendon Carlton games.
That's the way.
Well, yeah.
Just a few tips off the top of my head. I've got Melbourne tipped for tonight's match against, it's not the Swans, is it? I can't see. Oh, yeah, I can. Yep, against the Swans by 12 points. And then tomorrow night at the Gabba, I've got the Lions winning over Carlton. As much as it pains me to do that as a Blues supporter myself, they're looking a bit better at the moment and also probably finals hungry.
Cool.
And then we've got Richmond against the Gold Coast Suns and Collingwood against the Greater Western Sydney team. So, yeah, hop on.
Shimmy shmo. Yeah, we actually want to make like a proper footy tipping thing. I did one last year, but I stopped tipping at like round 18. Oh. Like just things sort of. Yeah, people would like tweet and be like, I'm at the top of your footy tipping league. I'm like, I haven't tipped in like 4 weeks.
You just forget about it. God.
Hey, I'm seeing Jonas Brothers
today. Oh, very nice.
Today on the day this is out. And first things first, like what's your experience with the J-Bros?
Oh, well, being born in 2000, another little introduction thing, I'm a 23-year-old little man. Mm. And I was fortunate enough to grow up with Disney Channel. And my exposure to the Jonas Brothers was, you know, during that Disney Channel peak, you know, that Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, That's a Raven kind of generation. And I remember seeing them on the Hannah Montana show first and then, of course, Camp Rock, to which I still vaguely remember the words to, is it This Is Me?
This is real. This is me. This is exactly what I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Yeah, it's the, yes, it is. It is called that.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
And also the famous South Park episode. I think
that's I got a ring on my finger to remind me what I cannot do, what I cannot, baby.
Have they talked about? Bay, I actually want to know.
Baby, let me finish. Baby,
this is what you get on the Pat and Mike show. Hop on the Patreon for more. Hopefully, he won't lose the money this time. Have the Jonas Brothers ever talked about the South Park episode?
I don't know.
I'd love
Maybe
to know
you should
that.
Go. They're staying at Crown.
Oh.
Courtesy of our friend Daniel Tocknell.
Cheers, Doc.
They're staying at Crown. Would you go and interview them on behalf of the show?
Would you?
No. You
Why?
Because that's a you'd love to do
Okay,
that.
What bonus do I get?
None. It's just out of it's a, like an opportunity for you.
Hard pass. Okay. unless you can get me a signed copy of Camp Rock. Oh no, wait, I can do that because I'm gonna be there. Anyway.
Can you please give me the rundown? I've heard there is some kind of scandal brewing on Jonas Brothers. Oh. Can you give us the rundown?
Yeah, so obviously Jonas Brothers, their very first tour down under, they've come down. I think they started pushing.
They have never been to Australia before.
Never been to Australia before.
Oh shit, I
never
didn't know that. Tour.
Yeah, so there you go. You're here for the debut. So yes, it's the Jonas Brothers' first time in Australia, and they started pushing it a few months ago. They started plugging the show probably like 6 months ago, which to be fair is a pretty normal thing that promoters do.
Yeah. You know. And the marketing's been good. There's all across Richmond, if you walk down the street on the concrete, there's like Jonas Brothers Melbourne, and then there's billboards and shit.
Yeah, they're really pushing around here. And now the prices for those concerts went up probably, they were going for what, like $250?
Yeah.
How much did you pay?
I bought tickets off Tixl for $85 each.
Oh, that's
but, like,
pretty
just
fair.
Seated. Like,
yeah, but that's
I'm
fine.
I'm taking Claire.
Basically. Yeah, no, easy. Yeah. And a lot of people have jumped onto TikTok to say, oh, out of the blue, nowhere, I got either a free ticket or I got a heavily discounted ticket. And a lot of people then came on to express their frustration of, I did the pre-sale, I paid $250 months before, and then I'm finding out that this person, like these people are getting tickets and they're in the section like right above me in better seats.
And they're giving away like complimentary tickets 10 minutes before the show starts on
Ticketek. Should it's I just so hang weird. Around 10 minutes before the show?
It's so weird though. Is it? And apparently it's because they're not selling, which is actually a surprise to me. I thought Jonas Brothers were huge.
Like they are, and obviously they've reformed and whatever, but like, do you reckon the Jonas Brothers kind of like, do they have a reason to exist today?
Yeah, they're brothers. Well, yeah, they're humans.
Like, no, but in the sense of like, no disrespect. Like, I think that some of the songs they put out have been great. I love DNCE from
Jonas.
Yeah, from JoJo. JoJo Siwa.
I mean, I guess like one of the things I noticed is that I know the Jonas Brothers, but then when I was like listening to their songs, I was like, I don't think I know any Jonas Brothers songs. Like the only one I know is the one that they do a parody of in South Park. The one I was just singing.
Yeah.
That's like the one.
That's
like,
their legacy.
Whatever that song's called.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I know Year 3000, which is not a Jonas Brothers original.
Mm.
And then whatever the new one that was big a few years ago was like, what a man gotta do. What
yeah, that's do? Right.
Or something like that. Yeah. Did they do Sucker?
They did.
I'm a sucker for you.
I really like that song.
That's not a bad one.
I don't know many of their songs. And then I'm like, I guess like I just know of them.
Yeah, look, I guess they're kind of famous for being famous. Like, okay, no disrespect again. They're great artists in their own right. But like everyone knew them because, oh, they were the Jonas Brothers. No one knew. I don't think many people aside from like the hardcore fans knew them. Oh, because they have this awesome song.
Yeah.
Like respectfully.
And I guess Camp Rock was pretty big, but I never had Disney Channel either. So I guess like...
fucking povo, Jesus.
I know, we were really poor.
Imagine having ABC Kids.
But I would have thought the fact that they've never been to Australia before. Like, I think they're like similar to Blink-182 in that they've like... Well, Jonas Brothers have never been to Australia, right?
Mm.
Like one of the things with Blink was it was like Blink sold out 5 shows in Melbourne.
Mm.
And I think it's because original lineup... Haven't been to Australia as that lineup in like 20 years.
20?
And yeah, because
wow. Oh, that's
came
right.
In 2013, Travis wasn't there.
I forgot because of the airplane thing.
And then they're like a legacy band that a lot of people listen to as kids or teenagers.
True.
Same with like Jonas Brothers. So I'm surprised they're not selling out Rod Laver. Like 2 nights at Rod Laver, I would have thought would be a walk in the park for them, but like apparently not. But yeah, I just think it's interesting.
Should have done Margaret Court. That's where all the celebrities go that aren't as big as they used to be.
Yeah. Well, to all the people who bought Jonas Brothers tickets, too bad.
That's what a great segue. Oh boy, Mike, I am very passionate about the band we're about to discuss. Some would argue the greatest export that this country ever put out. Who would that be?
Well, I know it's the Wiggles because on the run sheet for the show it says the Wiggles segment and you're wearing a Wiggles t-shirt. And you've positioned a laptop in front of us and the Wiggles is on the screen. Yeah. So it would be... like remarkable if it wasn't the Wiggles that fucking you were hell, let's to talk about.
Let's not build any suspense for your audience. Yeah, let's just the pull the curtain. Guys. Is that actually like the tail end of the show? Pat and Mike, the show where we pull the curtain.
Can I actually say, I know I'm going to be hated for this, but I am one of the only people that is not around the Wiggles being like it being ironically cool to like the Wiggles as an adult. So I think it's stupid.
Really? Well,
like you and Keelan, friend of the
show. Nah, man. I actually love the Wiggles.
Yeah, but you and Keelan are like really into it. And you went to their like return shows and their reunion shows or whatever. And then they won Triple J's Hottest 100. I was just like, this is a meme that's gone too far. And maybe that's the first time I was like, okay, I'm out of touch. I'm old now, but yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring up the Triple J cover. So yeah, a couple years ago, the Wiggles did a cover of Tame Impala's Elephant, which is a great cover in its own right. However, I think I found an even better Wiggles cover. Now, I've cobbled together a clip from a previous Wiggles show.
You've cobbled it together?
Yeah, isn't that what people say?
I don't know. A cobbler is someone who works on someone's shoes.
Yeah, but they put shoes back together, so they're putting stuff together.
Yeah,
so
yeah, now I get it.
Yeah, maybe you are getting old and senile.
I don't know. Say I put together.
Well, cobbler. Sorry for being creative. Again, show...
true, that's your creative flair shining.
Pat and Mike, the show where we don't pull not only curtain. Pull the curtain back, we shit talk the curtain.
Yeah.
Shit talk the curtain, guys. We've got a bit of an Aussie classic here.
Yes,
I just thought we
can see Anthony Wiggle and Captain Feathersword on
that
this,
is true.
On the stage
now, Mike, here. As this plays, feel free to give your thoughts, okay? Because I'd love to know.
So we're live reacting to this.
We're live reacting to this incredible Wiggles cover.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Do you recognize the song?
Not yet.
All right. I just realized I should have prefaced by saying something. I just hit play without saying. Now, okay.
Are you going to cut that out or leave
it?
I think you should leave it in.
Okay, fuck, we'll leave it in. Again, the Pat and Mike show, everyone. Hey, everyone on the public feed. Thanks for coming on. So one thing I forgot to mention is that the Wiggles are known for having four mascots, four side characters. Do you know who those characters are?
Dorothy, Captain Feathersword, Octopus Man, and the dog... Wags, doggy style.
So this is not PG. So we got Wags the dog, Dorothy the dinosaur, Henry the octopus, and yes, Captain Feathersword. You didn't say them in detail. Yeah. But Captain Feathersword has a funny voice, doesn't he?
Yar me arties, it's Captain Feathersword.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, a bit Scooby-Doo-y.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. However, we've never really heard him sing, have we?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know the Wiggles discography. Does he not sing?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. You've never heard him sing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Now, one night I was going across some Wiggles videos, as I do. And
cobbling them together.
Yeah. That's it. Shmimmy shmimmy. And I came across this one specific cover. And Mike, I think you'll want to hear I think you'll want to hear the pipes on Captain Feathersword.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, feel free to give some commentary as we go. So the clapping
okay,
their
hands.
Okay,
so what is this song? Is this the Eagle Rock?
Yeah. But hang on, listen to him. Listen to him sing. He sounds awesome. And now we've got actual eagles dancing on stage.
Yeah, now there's a bunch of, well, they're people dressed as eagles.
Well, that's what I meant.
Hey,
and he starts flying!
Captain Feathersword has just started flying. Yeah. Like Captain Hook in the Peter Pan when he gets the fairy dust.
But look at him though.
He's just flapping his wings. This is absurd.
Right? Canonical.
If I was a child at this concert, I'd actually be like slightly frightened by what's occurring. because this feels so out of the normal Wiggles canon. You know, like, I went to a Wiggles concert. Now there's a bunch of people dressed as birds on the stage and there's a flying pirate. I'd be horrified. That's intense, man.
I know. The implications are crazy because this only implies that canonically Captain Feathersword has the ability of flight.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing to suggest that he, like, can't do that. He begins flying. Now, we know it's a harness, but kids would not know that.
They don't know. As far as they know, he's actually flying.
Really misleading. Really misleading. That's insane.
Right, but also credit to Captain Feathersword. He's got some pipes.
Let's end with this. The other plug. We end each Pattern Mike with the other plug, which is where we just plug something we've been into this week.
That's correct.
What are you into this week?
Well, aside from Shmimi Shmo, I'm going to plug Faye Webster's new album, Underdressed at the Symphony. Really good album. I think it's got some really top tier tracks. Is it her best work yet? I don't know, but I think there's some tracks that will definitely stand the test of time, particularly Thinking About You and... another song that I've forgotten. Mike, what's your other plug?
I didn't think of one, so let's just end the show.
See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike
Show. Bananas.
Pat and Mike Show. Pat and Mike Show.
The joke is that I flew like Captain Feathersword.